Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is a Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 bonus interview. We go back to part two with Santiago Formoso of the New York Cosmos talking about soccer in the 70s and the North American Soccer League.
So, Santiago, then just tell me a little bit about the actual playing on the team and fitting in and just what it was like to play this type of football with these players and the quality of these players.
Well, it came from training. And what I always say is that when you're a little child, and the one guy that is going to be on the team always is the guy who owns the ball, right? So he gets to pick the teams. And then the two best players pick one player each to make size. And we did the same thing. We brought it to that level when it was with the Cosmos in training. So France would get on one side, Pelé on the other, or whether it was Georgia and France later on. And they would pick players, and I always got picked first. You know, we play, let's say, Europe against South America. Mm-hmm. And the Europeans said, no, he's a European. And I guess, no, he plays for the U.S. national team. So I always felt wanted, you know. I always felt like they liked my style. They liked the way I played. So I always felt very, very comfortable with them and not... you know, being shone upon for being American, saying, I don't want that kid in my team. It's an American, you know? And you could tell because even when we did the little monkey in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. There's the same thing. If you were not in the top echelon of the team, they wouldn't let you play. We had three different circles. You went on the third circle, on the second circle, and I walked right into the first all the time. I was never saying, no, kid, get out of here. With the big names. So I always felt very comfortable playing with them because I played this style, because I thought I had just as much technique as they did, if not better.
Yeah, your technique was amazing. You fit in wonderfully, and nobody thought any different. If anything, they might have thought you were coming from overseas. He Santiago Formoso played for the New York Cosmos.
A lot of people did.
Outstanding career. He actually played in Houston with the Houston Hurricane briefly. So I want to take you to a story you told me before we did the interview, you know, because there's so many interesting things around the Cosmos. Tell me about the Dennis Stewart story, the winger who played for Manchester City. You had a really funny story, which made a lot of sense, actually, after you told me.
Yeah, well, Dennis was, Dennis played for Man City, and we had another right winger, which was, Seninho.
Seninho from Portugal.
Seninho came from Porto. Yeah, European champions. And, you know, big-time player, huge player. I mean, I said, one of them has to sit down. But this is funny because it was always the same way. Because Dennis was afraid of flying. So every time we went on the road, you know, Dennis will somehow pull the muscle and stay behind. And Seninho will cover. When we came home, Dennis was an instant recovery, you know. He was fine. So I'm ready to play. Oh. And the other guy, maybe for his own good, because Seninho was such a. I've never played with anyone that had the speed that this guy had. I also have a logic for that, but and we played on AstroTurf, you know that at Jet Stadium. So for him, the turf did not help him, because by the time he took two steps, he's out of bounds.
The ball
was too fast. He was too fast, and he never, you know, the game didn't adjust for him on turf. But on grass, this guy was unbelievable.
Santiago Formoso joining us on ESPN 97.5. Again, played for the U.S. national team, came over to America at 16 from Vigo, Spain, went on to star with the New York Cosmos, played on a number of other teams and played in a couple of leagues that I even played in, so I was fortunate to be on the same field as Santiago. Boy, that must have been a big thrill for you after you played with Pelé and Franz Beckenbauer. going back to the Cosmos and France, and you know, just confidence-wise, it just didn't seem like you really lacked any confidence going in with these guys. And I would have to think that had to be such a big part of being able to quickly blend in.
Yeah, well, you know, I was an arrogant little son of a bitch when I was a kid.
Self-examination.
Yeah, a little bit. But because I felt I was the best player in America. I really did. I went to Penn. Yep. Penn was number one in the country at the time. Yep. And I always, I excelled. Since from the moment I came here, I've played all my, and I was only 16 years old, but I've played since I was 9 organized soccer in Spain. And I was taught the right way to play, what Barcelona plays, style plays today. So I was a little bit ahead of my time. So when I got here, I said, oh my God, if these guys, they're so big, so strong, and can run forever, can never learn how to play the game, the real game. Mm-hmm. You know, the little tiki-taka, they're just, you know, short passing and wall passing and all that. No one can play with us because, I had such an admiration for the American athlete, you know. But in New York, I felt so at home, you know, because, the likes of Mourinho or the likes of Carlos Alberto Torres or Reisenberger or like we mentioned, Dennis Stewart
and
Beckenbauer and Niskins. And we came out playing out of the back. I mean, you were a child, so you remember going to Giant Stadium and seeing that.
Yes,
and we never kicked the ball. Never kicked the ball. Never put the ball up in the air. We came out of the back doing back heels. So, and that was my game. That was, I was so confident on the way I played. And thoroughly enjoyed it. And you also know that I was a forward. I was not a fullback, so I was never a fullback in my life. But that was a way of Eddie Firmani saying to me, listen, you want to play on this team? You got to play left fullback. I was, oh, yeah, all my life. Never played a game in defense in my life. But who wanted to sit on that field? You know, I it would have killed me. I was never happy trooper when I was sent to the bench.
Santiago, you know, I look at this time period, amazing, amazing teams, part of soccer history in this country, bar none.
It was the beginning.
Was it? Yeah. And was it? Yeah. I mean, now as you look back, you know, life after New York Cosmos, was it tough?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you still think you're at that level. You know, you still think it's very tough. It's very tough because, you know, after you've been, you know, red carpeted all over the planet, and then you come home and it's like, and then in New York, nobody knows who you are anyway. And in your neighborhood, they don't even know who you are, never mind in New York City. So to come down to earth was tough. But, I had no choice but to, you know, strap my boots on and keep going. So it was difficult, but I adjusted just fine.
So when you played for the Houston Hurricanes or the Carolina Lightning or Charlotte Gold and some of the games that I played against you, where were you mentally at that time? Was it hard to remain interested in the game?
I was not in a good place. My first trade was besides from going from Connecticut to New York, my second one, as you say, was from New York to L.A.
Yep.
And I remember the story that I told you. I didn't want to go to California, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing, it was like Christmas time, and New York traced me to L.A. And it's like, what? Nobody even asked me. You mean you didn't even consult with me? You just, you know, I'm a sack of potatoes. Here you go. Go to L.A.
Yeah.
And but who was playing in L.A.? You remember who was playing in L.A. at the time? Or should I remind you?
Johan Cruyff.
There you go. My hero. So I said,
that's a good reason to go to L.A.
Yes. So I said, I've played with Johan 2 games, mind you, because he came to play the World All-Star game in New York. Yes.
Oh, okay.
And he had also played with us at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea another time as a guest. So I said, oh, well, okay. So I'll sacrifice this one. But then I was, you know, it was 2 years later, and I said, okay, well, all right, I'll do L.A. And so what's his name has gone to L.A. right now. Just play for this weekend. Oh my God, Slatten. And I said, well, this is the perfect time. Half of the Dutch national team is there. Rinus Michels was the coach. Yeah. I said, well, okay, if I'm going to learn from somebody, this is the only people I'm going to learn from. and I just become a better player. Well, guess what? I went to LA. It was indoor season. Played indoor season. We start preseason, and Mr. Cruyff gets traded to the Washington Diplomats. And I went, oh, shit. Yeah. So I made all this big move to come out here for nothing. And I lasted about 6 months. I got into a little fight with Renus, and I said, nope, I'm not doing it. I don't want to play, and I'm out of here. And it was like end of June, something like that. And I just got in my car and drove cross country and pretty much quit the game. Because they, you know, we weren't considerate, or I wasn't considerate. And I always felt they were trampling the American player. And I said, no, this is just not going to treat, this is not the way to treat anyone, especially my sport. Because when I had offers from all over the world to go play, and says I didn't even, that was asked to come here. So, and then get treated like this? No, I'm done. And I must have been, God, I got to be 27. I'm in the prime of my career, and I pretty much hang up my boots. And so, I went on the wire, Santiago Formoso quits, and leaves the LA Aztecs, doesn't want to play anymore. But by the time I drove from New York, from LA to New York, the phone was ringing in my house. And it was, I'm trying to remember the name now. I'm sorry if I can't recall it.
Okay.
But the GM for Houston, and says, Santi, we're in a bad way. Would you come? Would you be looking to come to Houston and give us a hand? And I pretty much said, I'm done with this. I really don't want to play. I says, come on, it'll be different. And the coach was, I forgot it again. I'm very bad with names. Was the coach of the Canadian national team, which was a good friend with Manfred Schalchai, which was my coach, my mentor. And I said, well, you know what? Let me give it a shot. So back to Houston, and that's how I got on Houston. But they folded at the end of the year, which was normal in the NASL at the time. Teams were folding left and right. And I went indoors. I went to Buffalo after that. And then no team picked me up. But then there was a few of us who were not getting picked up because of being part of the union, being union organizers and this and that. And they started the team in Charlotte, the Carolina Lightning. And I liked the idea. You know, I thought this was fresh. This was the American Soccer League, not the North American Soccer League. And a whole bunch of kids from the East Coast, from Jersey and New York, we decided to go down there and help give them a hand. And then who was the coach? Oh, my God. Tampa Bay Rowdies, big-time player. Rodney Marsh.
Yes.
So I liked Rodney because Rodney was a bit of a clown, and so was I. So I thought he would match my personality, and which he did. But that's a story for another day. And that's how I got into the American Soccer League. And I was there for 3 years, which was very enjoyable years in the Carolinas. Beautiful place. And we won the championship right off the bat, which was unheard of for first-time team doing it. But what a difference for going from Giant Stadium to Memorial Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah. 80,000 to 15,000. Although they packed it. They did well. It was a cool little stadium,
Memorial Stadium, because I played in there. I liked it. It was cool because it was tight.
Yes, it was tight, but it would have been like an equivalent to a high school team.
Correct.
That kind of thing.
Correct. Well, Santi, thank you for your time. We're going to get you on. We're going to do a part two.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.